ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदाम्बिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीजटापतिकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणाधिगुणान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्तांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते। सप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी विश्वमानोऽस्ते देवी प्रणमामि श्रीहरिप्रिये। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कांटो 4 Chapter number 21, instructions by Prithu Maharaj. These instructions of Prithu Maharaj they are very, very important upholding the Brahminical culture. You know how Prithu Maharaj was decoded from the body of Bena? It's by the mercy of the Brahmanas, Prithu Maharaj considers that even though he was Shaktyavesh avatar of Lord Krishna, he appeared with his consort, Archi, also. He considers the Brahminical culture, who is the cause of his being. Therefore, he is very great and he upholds the Brahminical culture to such an extent that it is very, very conducive and identical to the purpose of achieving the supreme destination of life or perfection of human form of life, which is called Bhagavad Prapti. Going back home, back to Godhead, or whatsoever. Prithu Maharaj, when he achieved this, Brahman knew that he is the Shaktyavesh avatar, because his bodily features have signs and they could recognize. So they started eulogizing, glorifying as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prithu Maharaj responded, "Why are you glorifying me? I haven't done anything yet." Without the functionality of the Supreme Person, how one can recognize him? So he was very, very true. Unless one manifests the potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he won't be the Supreme Personality of God. And only the Supreme Personality of God himself can manifest all his potencies, and that's how he is recognized. So, he had to do the function of restoring the productivity of the earth, giving the solace, and he chastises the earth, he goes behind her just to kill her if she fails to obey the order. He was so determined, he was so much the government, for the welfare of the people in general, that this entire welfare depends upon the king who is conducted under the instructions of the Brahman priests. Right? So Prithu Maharaj is a very ideal example to teach about this Brahminical culture. The necessity advised from Prabhupada also was very much inclined that by spreading Krishna consciousness, he wants to create a Brahminical society who will be a virtual guide for the people in general how to lead God conscious life. So the perfection of that life will be fulfilled. So I would like to read a few verses that after Prithu Maharaj restores everything to normalcy, he is crowned as the king. Right? After showing his progress, he is crowned as king. And then he acknowledges the obligation. As a king, he is very much indebted to the Brahminical culture. So he is trying to glorify. There are several verses that are so much pertinent, so we have to understand the importance of Brahminical society. Prithu Maharaj is saying, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the master and enjoyer of the results of all sacrifices. And he is the supreme spiritual master as well. All of you citizens of the surface of the globe who have a relationship with me, as I am the king, and are worshipping him by dint of your occupational duties, are disturbing your mercy upon me. Therefore, O my citizens, I thank you. The Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are personally glorified by the characteristic power of tolerance, finance, knowledge and education. By dint of all these spiritual assets, Vaishnavas are more powerful than the royalty. It is therefore advised that the princely order not exhibit its material prowess before these two communities and should avoid offending them. It's a very straightforward instruction. And Srila Prabhupada warns about such apparatus, the administrative class of the Brahminical society, because that will kill the culture of human society. Now he says, Brahmanya Deva Purushapuratano Nityam Harischaranar Pabhivandana Avapa Lakshmi Manapai Yasho Jagat Pavitrancha Mahatma Grani. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the ancient eternal Godhead, who is the foremost amongst all great personalities, obtains the influence of his conscious reputation, which purifies his entire universe by worshipping the lotus feet of those Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. The Prabhupada is very important purport. Says the Supreme Person is described here as Brahmanya Devaya. Brahmanya refers to the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas. All Brahminical culture and the Deva means worshipping the Lord. Therefore, unless one is on the transcendental platform of being a Vaishnava, or in the highest platform of material goodness as a Brahman, he cannot appreciate Supreme Personality of God. In lower stages of ignorance, passion, it is difficult to appreciate or understand the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the Lord is described herein as worshipable deity for persons in Brahminical and Vaishnava culture.
Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the prime protector of Brahminical culture and the cow. Without knowing, respecting and respecting this, one cannot realize the science of God. And without this knowledge, any welfare activities or humanitarian propaganda cannot be successful. Guru Brahmanya Devaya, Guru Brahmanya Hitaya Cha, Jagatitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. The Lord is Purusha or the Supreme Enjoyer. Not only is the enjoyer when he appears as a manifested incarnation, but he is also the enjoyer since the time immemorial from the very beginning, Puratana, and eternally Nitya. So, Yat Charanarabhinda Vindanath Prithu Maharaj said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead attained this opulence of eternal fame simply by worshipping the lotus feet of Brahmanas. The Supreme Personality of Godhead attained the fame simply by worshipping the lotus feet of the Brahmanas. It is said that the Lord does not need to work to achieve any material gain, since he is perpetually supremely perfect. He does not need to obtain anything. But he still, it is said here that he obtained his opulence by worshipping the lotus feet of Brahmanas. These are exemplary actions. When Lord Shri Krishna was in Dwarka, he offered his respects, bowing down at the lotus feet of Narada. When Sudama came to his house, Lord Krishna crossed his feet and gave him a seat on his personal bed. Although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna offered his respects to Maharaj Yudhishthira and Kunti. Lord's exemplary behavior is to teach us. We should learn from his personal behavior how to give protection to the cow, how to cultivate Brahminical qualities, and how to respect the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas. The following in the footsteps of the great personalities, in the leading personality behaving in a certain manner, and follow automatically. Who can be more leading personality than the Supreme Personality of God and whose behavior could be exemplary? It is not that he need to do all these things to acquire material gain. But all of these acts were performed just to teach us how to behave in this material world. Then he says, Yat sevaya shesha guhashaya swarag yukta priya stutsyati kamishvara deva sarvatana brahmakulam nishevyam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is everlastingly independent and who exists in everyone's heart, is very pleased with those who follow in his footsteps and engage without reservation in the service of the descendants of Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. He is very dear to the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, and they are always dear to him. So, Thakur says, Chadiya Vaishnava Seva, Nistarupai Vishikeva. Which means that unless one serves the Vaishnavas and Brahmanas, one cannot get liberation from the material clutches. Kumalapitana Kati Vela Atmanaha Prasidhita Antyanta Shamaha Svata Swayam. Yanityasambandha Nishevaya Kataha Pankivatrasi Mukham Avirbhujam. By regular service to the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, one can clear the dirt from his heart and thus enjoy the supreme peace and liberation from material attachment and be satisfied. In this world, there is no positive activity superior to serving the Brahman class, for this can bring pleasure to the demigods, for whom many sacrifices are recommended. The next important verse is about feeding the Brahmanas. and satisfying because the Lord is satisfied through the mouths of Brahmana. So he says, Anasit Yatantas Khalu Katrapovidaihi Shaddhahtam Yanmukha Ijjanamati Avaita Chen Pranaya Bhishkuti Hutashane Paramahansya Pranayaguhu. Although the Supreme Personality Godhead Ananta is through the fire sacrifices offered in the names of different demigods, he does not take as much pleasure in eating through the fire as he does in accepting the offerings through the mouths of learned sages and devotees. For then he does not leave the association of the devotees. So here we have the last two verses that I'm going to read. Prabhupada says that according to Vedic injunction, a fire sacrifice is held in order to give food to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the names of different demigods. While performing a fire sacrifice, one pronounces word Swaha in the mantras and such Indriyas, Indraya Swaha, Adityaya Swaha. These mantras are used to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead through demigods such as Indra and Aditya. The Supreme Personality of Godhead himself says, Naham tisthami vaikunthe yoginam radeyeshu va Atra tisthami narada yatra gayanti vaktaha. I am not in Vaikuntha nor in the hearts of the yogis. I remain where my devotees engage in glorifying my activities. So it is to be understood that the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not leave the company of his devotees. Fire is certainly devoid of life, but devotees and brahmanas are the living representatives of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, to feed brahmanas and vaishnavas is to feed the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. It may be concluded that instead of offering fire sacrifices, one should offer foodstuffs to brahmanas and vaishnavas. For that process is more effective than fire yagya. The vivid example of the principle, this principle is action was given by Aditya Prabhu. When he performed the shrub ceremony for his father, he first called Haridas Thakur and offered him food. It is the practice that after finishing the shrub ceremony, one should offer food to a elevated Brahman. Aditya Prabhu offered food first to Haridas Thakur, who had taken his birth into a momentan family. Therefore, Haridas Thakur asked why he was doing something which might his position in the Brahminic society. Aditya Prabhu replied that he was feeding millions of first class Brahmanas by offering food to Haridas Thakur. He was prepared to talk with any learned Brahmins on this point and by offering food to a pure devotee like Haridas Thakur, he was equally as blessed as he would have been by offering thousands of learned brahmanas. When performing sacrifices, one offers oblation to the sacrifice fire. But when such oblations are offered to the Vaishnavas, they are certainly more effective. This is the reason we have to offer the homage through the acharyas in the disciplic succession, just to the Vaishnavas. Our parampara yajna is far better than calling for the oblation to different demigods. Yad brahma nitya virajam sanatanam shraddhata pamangala mauna sayyamihi samadhina vidyati hasa darshaye yatredma darsha ibhava bhasate. In brahminical culture, the Brahmana's transcendental position is eternally maintained because the injunctions of the Vedas are accepted with faith, austerity, scriptural conclusions, full sense and mind control and meditation. In this way, the real goal of life is illuminated, just as one's face is fully reflected in a clear mirror. Since it is described in the previous verse that feeding a living Brahman is more effective than offering oblations to the fire sacrifice, in this verse it is now clearly described what Brahmanism is and who Brahmana is. In the age of Kali, taking advantage of the fact that by feeding Brahmana one obtains more effective results than by performing sacrifices, the class of men with no Brahmanic qualification claim eating privilege known as Brahma Bhojan simply on the basis of their birth in Brahman families. In order to distinguish this class of men from the real Brahmanas, Maharaj Prithu is giving an exact description of a Brahman and Brahminical culture. One should not take advantage of his position simply to live like a fire without light. A Brahman must be fully conversant in the Vedic conclusions, which is described in Bhagavad Gita, Vedaischa Sarvaihi Aham Kevalya. The Vedic conclusion, the ultimate understanding or the Vedanta understanding, is knowledge of Krishna. Actually, that is a fact, because simply by understanding Krishna as he is, as described in Bhagavad Gita, Janmakarmacharya Divyam, one becomes a perfect Brahma. The Brahman who knows Krishna perfectly is always in transcendental position. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Mamcha yo avivicharena bhakti yogina sevate sagunan samatitti man brahma bhujaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service and who does not fall down in any circumstances at first transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. Therefore, the devotee of Lord Krishna is actually perfect Brahman. His situation is transcendental, for he is free from the four defects of conditional life, which are the tendencies to commit mistakes, the illusion to cheat, and to possess imperfect senses. A perfect Vaishnava or Krishna conscious person is always in this transcendental condition because he speaks according to Krishna and his representative. Because Vaishnavas speak exactly according to the teaching of Krishna, whatever they say is free from these four defects. For example, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that everyone should always think of him. Everyone should become his devotee, offer him obeisances and worship him, and ultimately everyone should surrender unto him. These devotional activities are transcendental and free from mistake, illusion, cheating and imperfections. Therefore, anyone who is a sincere devotee of Krishna and who preaches this cult, speaking only on the basis of Krishna's instruction, is understood to be virajam, or free from the effects of the material contamination. A genuine Brahman or Vaishnava therefore depends eternally on the conclusion of the Vedas or the Vedic version represented by the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Only from Vedic knowledge can we understand the actual position of the Absolute Truth, who, as described in Srimad Bhagavatam, is manifested in three features, namely impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, and at last the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This knowledge is perfect from time immemorial. The Brahmanical or Vaishnava culture depends on this principle eternally. One should therefore study the Vedas with faith, not only for one's personal knowledge, but for sake of spreading this knowledge and these activities, though real faith in the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Vedas. Then Srila Prabhupada describes the development conclusion is therefore that Brahman does not become a Brahman simply because he is living entirely or born in a Brahmin family. He must possess all the qualities mentioned in the Shastras and practice the Brahmin principles in this life. Thus he ultimately becomes fully Krishna conscious person and can understand what Krishna is. How he continually sees Krishna face to face within his heart, it is described in Brahma Sahita, the Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochana Santasa Deva Videsha Vilokarindi Yam Shyama Sundaram Achintya Gunasvarupam Govindamadi Purushottamaham Bhajami. The devotee, by development of pure love for Krishna, constantly sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Shyama Sundara, and in his heart, ready to focus on the stage of Brahmanical culture. So, if we are chanting the holy name of the Lord, which is itself competent to take us back home, back to Godhead. What is the need of Brahminical initiation? Practicing the holy name requires first of all clearing stages. So one can chant purely. But Brahminical initiation or giving an opportunity one to cultivate the qualities of Brahman is also in tune of the same purpose, which means the by any performance of any activity by the Brahman, because the transcendence is retained, that practice should be developed. So by physically acting work which is conducive for cultivating Brahminical knowledge, that is more appreciated, that will be more fruitful. The Brahmins are actually the leaders of the society who guide for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who simply lives for eating purposes, then it is not there. If you go to Dantra or Dasana, there are traditional Brahmanas. They don't preach, but they want give up their habit of asking for feeding the Brahmanas. Give us 100 rupees, we are 50 people and we will take the Brahma bhojan. Brahman initiation is not meant for Brahma bhojan. But to retain the transcendental position, our practice becomes so conducive if we cultivate the culture of Brahman, the qualities of the Brahman. So, this is more practical, more conducive to purify our existence first by our own inclination. Harinam will work, but are we able to offer our selves for Harinam to work upon us? To what extent are we hiding ourselves all the unearthed and other things? So, Brahminical initiation is absolutely required to put up a kind of practice or culture to promote transcendental situation. Only transcendence is the common situation both in holy name as well as practice of Brahminical culture. So, thus, the purpose remains the same, but one, the Brahminical culture promotes it, expedite the business of going back home to God. Therefore, it is required. Srila Prabhupada gave the importance of the holy name because it's the prime necessity to purify our contaminations from the three modes of material nature, because it's transcendental. Because of our association with the three modes of material nature, it is extremely difficult without going through proper purificatory processes of Brahminical culture. Therefore, it is absolutely necessary to take a second initiation to expedite the business. In the first place, we started chanting the holy name. So, This is a great opportunity, and every time we witness this reconfirmation of the vows of the first initiation, and picking up more Brahminical practices in order to realize the Supreme Absolute Truth by different practices of deity worship, and the purpose is to realize the super soul within everyone's heart. Means realization in Brahminical culture becomes faster. Realization becomes faster. Within this lifetime, it is possible. So, Prabhupada was very much interested to create a Brahminical culture, means of realized devotees. And therefore, they can go out and preach Yajana Jajan. Patana Patan Yajana Jajan Dana Pratigraha. So, in Patana Patan and Yajana Jajan, preaching is embedded. So, Brahman must preach. So, this is a great opportunity to embark on a advancement of the Krishna consciousness procedure. So, you have to come again, pay your obeisances, and I will ask you that you are reconfirming your vows of the first initiation. And then we start the fire sacrifice. Sitaradya Prabhu Ki Jai. Again, this is an opportunity for you to reconfirm your vows in front of deities, devotees, and fire sacrifice in the name of the Brahma. So, you are reconfirming?
Yes, I am reconfirming. I am following all the four regulatory principles.
Yes.
No gambling,
no drugs. Alright. So you can pay your obeisances and sit down. Okay? So, Prabhupada Maharaj concludes by telling whosoever acquires Brahminical qualification, whose only wealth is good behavior, who is grateful and who takes shelter of experienced persons, get all the opulence of the world. I therefore wish that Supreme Personality of Godhead and His associate be pleased with the Brahmin class, with the cows and with me. This is the prayer that we chanted as the final oblation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is worshipped with the prayer Om Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmane Kaicha. It is clear that the Supreme Personality of Godhead respects and protects the Brahmins and Brahminical culture as well as the cows. In other words, wherever there are Brahmanas and Brahminical culture, there are cows and cow protection. In a society of civilization in which there are no Brahmanas or Brahminical culture, cows are treated as ordinary animals and slaughtered at the sacrifice of human civilization.
this specific mention, the word Gavam by Prithu Maharaj is significant because Prithu Maharaj came to uphold the functionalities of Mother Earth, who is in the form of cow. In pictures, Lord Krishna is always seen with the cows and his associates such as the cowherd boys and gopis. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cannot be among the Maharaj. Sa anuscharascha is indicating the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always associated with the followers and devotees. A devotee acquires all the good qualities of the demigods. He is called Gunanayan. There is a bias of all good qualities. His only aspect is behavior, and he is grateful. Gratitude for the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is one of the qualities of the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Everyone should feel grateful to the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he is maintaining all living entities and supplying all their necessities. It's stated in the Vedas, the Upanishad, Eka Bahunamya Vidyadhati Kaman. The Supreme One is supplying all the necessities to all the living entities. And the living entity who is therefore grateful to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is certainly qualified with good characteristics. The word Vridhashrayan is also very significant to this verse. Vridha refers to one who has advanced in knowledge. There are two kinds of old men. He who is advanced in the years and he who is experienced in knowledge. One who is advanced in knowledge is actually Vridha, Gyan Vridha. One does not become Vridha simply by advancing age. Vridhashram, a person who takes shelter of the superior person, advanced knowledge. He can acquire all the qualities of the Brahman and be trained in good behavior. When one is actually attaining good qualities, becomes grateful for the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and takes shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, he is endowed with all opulences. Such a person is a Brahman or a Vaishnava. Therefore, Prithu Maharaj invokes the blessings and mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead with his associates, devotees, Krishnas, Brahmanas, and cows. Excursion program. Thank you very much.